This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the place where Americans come to find out what's going on with their favorite format, the news talk format number one in America. This time of year, in this circumstance, when it's an election year, no surprise there. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, has maybe a surprise or two in store for us as we look at the stories, the people. He's going to talk about the top 10 lists for both the stories, as the research at Talkers Magazine has sort of put all this stuff in perspective. Same thing with people. So I will sit aside. I'm not going to stand aside, Michael, but I will sit aside whilst you go through these lists.
Well, I'll tell you something. You said where Americans come. We actually have more than Americans, even. I mean, this thing
this thing is
heard. You, unlike a lot of radio shows, are heard on the World Wide Web. I recently discovered that some of the major shows are not heard in foreign countries, and I don't understand why. I thought that the internet was international, but
well, it is as far as you want to have access. But if you want to listen to this program and you're traveling, go to talkradiocountdownshow.com.
Yeah, but all of your shows are international. We get feedback on our radar, because we when I say radar, I mean our tracking methods.
Yes.
But you have listeners all over the world, and that's pretty cool. I have a typo here on my number six person, so it's hard for me to see who number six is on the people survey. So when I get to that, you'll fill me in. We'll plug your voice in. At number 10, we have on the story survey, NFL action and Major League Baseball playoffs. The baseball is getting very exciting as we come close to the World Series players now. At number nine, we have Paul Allen, the innovated power in the computer industry, died. At number eight, Hurricane Michael's aftermath, and Canada legalizes marijuana. At number seven, we have the spat between Trump and Daniels, and we have the T.I. Melania video that's controversial. At number six, the migrant caravan. At number five, the Treasury leaker and Trump's 60-minute interview that's tied at number five. The Trump-Russia report is at number four. There are all kinds of little information coming out that that's soon to happen, probably after the midterms. The Elizabeth Warren ancestry video and her claim that she had a DNA test is at number three. Okay. Number two, the midterm elections.
Excuse me.
The midterm elections at number two, and the 2020 presidential race is already heating up.
Certainly.
And we've been in constant campaign mode since this election of 2016. Yeah. All of these rallies that Trump
they're
campaign.
Yeah.
It's campaign mode constantly, all the time, it'll probably never change. And the number one is the missing Saudi journalist and the Saudi Arabia investor conference going on. The people, Paul Allen at 10, Stormy Daniels at 9, Melania Trump and T.I. at 8, Robert Mueller at 7. Who's at 6?
Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards, who is the lady who leaked the information. She's from the Treasury Department. She's charged with leaking information on the Russian probe.
There's this huge coffee stain that just splattered right across it, and I wasn't sure, and it's kind of an unusual name.
It is, yes.
So I wanted to make sure they had it right.
When you see a picture of her, she looks pretty sour. Name represents how she looks.
You always bring up the fact that some of the people on our list are people that are there every week, and then you have the people that have their literal 15 minutes of fame.
Yep, and she's one of those.
And she's one of those. Joe Biden is at number 5. Elizabeth Warren, no sound effects, please, at number 4. Mike Pompeo and Steve Mnuchin at number 3. Jamal Khashoggi at 2. And Donald Trump at number 1. And heck of a week.
What do you think should be done to the Saudis, with the Saudis? They beheaded this guy and chopped his body up into 80 pieces within 4 minutes of his walking into he was trying to get a license to get married. His girlfriend's sitting outside in the car, and these guys hack him to death and throw his pieces of his body in the garbage. What do you do with this country that feels it is above the law, obviously?
Well, you want my opinion?
What you do with it,
you deal with it honestly, and you cite them for what they are. You cite them for what they are. You condemn them. You officially do whatever you can to sanction them. But you don't turn it into a reason for World War III, and you don't completely throw out all. Real politic, meaning, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend and all that. You still maintain relations with them based on an honest understanding of how they compare to your principles.
But they are not honest. They were responsible for September 11th. And we have them as our best buddies because we buy their damn oil thanks to the relationship that was basically created by Dick Cheney.
This is an example of where principle meets pragmatism. Every nation faces this, and every individual faces this in their own lives. And I'm answering you as directly as I can about a very complicated topic.
Yep.
Because as Donald Trump would say, hey, we got murderers here too. We got stuff here too.
Well, that's true enough.
So there's a balance between hypocrisy that we're no better than anybody else until we clean up our own backyard. We should keep our nose out of other countries' business, and clearly stating what our principles as a nation are and where we stand. And therein lies the rub, as they say.
Did we say that about ourselves though when we were watching Daesh behead people? That don't worry about them. Or they're not so bad because we do that stuff here in our country.
I don't think we said that. No, I think that we were pretty outraged by ISIS or Daesh.
But this is the same thing. These people beheaded this guy, and then they chopped his body up into pieces and tossed it. So they're nothing more than a bunch of heathens in robes and rags. That's what they are.
But they're our heathens.
Ah, because of oil. It wouldn't be worth a plug nickel if it weren't for the oil.
Don't you see Donald Trump, you know, dancing on the head of a pin?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is trying. There are so many people in this country who support Donald Trump based upon the premise that they want him to do whatever it takes to support American interests and not get caught up in anything else.
Yeah.
Well, and they even cite George Washington as saying that's the job of the president. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you read the papers of George Washington as he got older and started to, you know, write down and pontificate on how the presidency should operate, because he invented it, he basically sounded like Donald Trump. And this is your question, and the consideration of this question is the key to what we're dealing with in America right now. We're trying to find our conscience. We're trying to find our values. We're trying to stand up in the world and protect ourselves without becoming the enemy, without becoming like the things that we are fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very, very, very difficult issue, and it's a very difficult time. But that's what it comes down to.
Well,
so this Jamal Khashoggi story, you know, it's the crux of it. It's all in that story.
There's a movie coming out about Dick Cheney's relationship to George Bush, how he got to be the vice president, and what happened during his tenure as vice president. And one of them is the episode, the waterboarding, the sorts of things that were okay, because he was in charge of that per his deal with George Bush, for until Bush told him the last year and a half or so that he was out, basically. But in the meantime, we did a lot of the things that you were just talking about, Michael. And that's what made me think about it, because we have done some of these things that we are appalled by others for having done it as well.
And we do stuff like that to each other. And you know, we talk about other countries, the terrorists, and we talk about the criminals, and we talk about
look at the violence here.
Look at the violence we have here. Look at the hatred we have here. Look at the inhumanity we have here. And I don't want to sound like Trump, but the point is, there's a certain reality to that.
Yeah.
That this is not, we're not a bunch of angels, and the rest of them are devils.
All right. How much of this is brought about by movies? The number one movie this weekend is probably going to be Halloween, which, according to the countenance that I've heard from people who've seen it, is the most horrifying, horrible, violent, bloody, vile piece of garbage and trash that you could possibly imagine. Yet Americans are going to flock to the screens to watch this murderous bastard cut people up, do horrible things to children, all of that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what's contributing to the amount of violence that we have, that we're talking about these other people being violent,
yeah,
but what about our own violence?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned being done to children. I was going to say, as long as they don't do it to animals or children, I don't
care. This movie has violence done to children, apparently.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. We love roller coasters. We love thrills. We love to confront. Horror has always been a major kind of entertainment. You know, we go and we scream and we're scared, and it gets our blood pumping and our adrenaline running.
Yeah.
This is an interesting question about human nature, you know, and we have to analyze human nature in order to be able to control it and direct it and know where we stand in terms of principles versus pragmatics.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a primer on how calitrin works. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You take calitrin at bedtime, and you go to sleep, and in the first 90 minutes it goes to work to rejuvenate and repair and regrow your body, because its number one ingredient is collagen, the protein that builds your body, which we stop actually making in our 30s. So you need a supplement. That's where calitrin comes in. Collagen is really a fabulous, fabulous I was going to say invention, if you believe in God. It's something that is responsible for your growing, for you maintaining your strength, your muscles, your bones, all of that stuff. And so when you take calitrin, use the collagen protein, it helps you create more muscle, pushes the fat out, uses the fat, in fact, to create more muscle, and that's how you lose the weight. And maintaining the weight is a fabulous opportunity. Part of this deal, signing on to the program from Calitrin, which is it's not expensive at all. It's just smart. It's weight loss personified by people who've been in the business for 30 years and know how to get you to lose weight naturally, productively, and safely. Go to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code. That's toploss.com, and actually when you buy four bottles, you get one of them free. All kinds of good reasons for burning off the calories and losing the weight. It's toploss.com, the website, toploss.com, and use the code DJB to save money while you're losing the weight with Calitrin.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale is going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world, taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now the Talk Radio Countdown Show resumes with Doug Steffen, that's me, and Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, that's him.
That's me.
Number two on the story list this week, midterm elections. There's a YouGov.com survey that suggests that Americans who don't consider themselves well-informed about the upcoming election also tend to think that people like them should not vote. Americans who don't consider themselves well-informed think that others like them should not vote. So, does that mean they should vote and the other people?
Well, I mean, what does informed mean? You know, bias is a form of ignorance as well. I mean, there are people out there who are so certain that they're right and that everything is black and white.
Yeah.
And they vote. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the certainty that so many people, when they are informed and they have political discussions, the certainty with which they make statements. And I, who have far more access to information than the average person who is not in the media or in politics professionally, and I am not sure of anything because I realize how biased and fake and propagandistic it all is and emotional. So I think that ignorance is a disease that corrodes democracy, but I don't know if it's as simply rectified by saying people should not vote if they're not informed, because that indicates you have to have a test. And that would corrode a very key part of our freedom and play into all kinds of bigotry. It's a sticky wicket. What it comes down to is it's true. Democracy cannot work if people are not informed. The problem is, how do you inform people in a way that still will not corrode democracy? And we're at that juncture right now.
What's the answer to that?
Education and honesty, seeking truth, not victory, maintaining a certain objectivity, not demonizing the opponent because we want to win and we'll do anything to do it. The demonization of our opponents is the thing that's causing the problem.
Yeah, there's a new reality there because of Trump. And I thought it was interesting, some of the people who reacted this week to Trump's reference to Stormy Daniels as a horse face. I'm thinking to myself, okay, this guy pays her $130,000 to fool around with her, and now he doesn't think enough of her or himself to refer to anything other than horse face? Come on.
Ain't it a shame that a guy with so much
going for him,
power and things going for him,
yeah,
he could be one of the greatest presidents we've ever had in our history,
yeah,
throws that monkey wrench into the machine by having such a terrible, terrible personality and character.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shame, because he's doing a lot of things that are helpful and good, things that he promised, but
in the process, and this is where the Trump fans, and I'm neither a fan nor a hater, just an observer of the president, and all presidents, as you know, are dangerous. But in the process of doing the good things, he's doing a lot of very, very bad things to this country. In terms of our culture, in terms of where the bar is, in terms of our decorum, our respect, social issues, mm-hmm. and a lot of people say, so what? What matters is the economy. What matters is our standing in the world. What matters is cleaning up the swamp. What matters is calling it like it is, telling it like... No, I don't know about that. The presidency has a tremendous amount of influence on things that are not necessarily just economic.
There's a lot of anger built up in that man, and the lashing out that he does every day, his intense emotions, his lack of being able to control his expressions, certainly not presidential. And that's the frustration, because he is doing a lot of good things, from my perspective anyway.
Yeah, well, that's
what
I said.
Almost makes me sad. It really, it does, because there's so much good that could come out of all of this. 28 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This weekend at Kohl's, buy more, save more for your family and your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. This weekend at Kohl's. Offer valid October 11th through 21st. 15% or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent lightning storm. Here to describe the event, a TV tray.
I was watching football and holding a plate of meatloaf when kabam! A bolt of lightning slams into the apartment, blowing out the TV and surround sound.
Anything you could have done to help?
Ma'am, I'm a foldable table, not an electrician.
Your TV tray can't help you in a lightning storm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaking in Missoula, Montana, making it clear he's running for a second term.
First they say he doesn't know what he's doing. Perhaps he's incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's terrible. Then 2 minutes later they say, he's got it for 8 years. He's going to take it for long. You can't have both. You can only go one way or the other. You can't do both. Now, 8 years is going to be fine, right? 8 years is going to be fine.
The president says it appears that a missing Washington Post journalist is dead. The president pressed by reporters about Jamal Khashoggi and saying if Saudi Arabia is found to be responsible for his death, there will be very severe consequences. Hurricane Michael claims another life a week after it strikes the Florida coast. It's up to 35 deaths blamed on that storm, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Continue with our talk radio countdown show, an hour Michael Harrison and I spend together every week. We spend several hours going through the details of the charts. This week is no different, week of October 15th to 19th, with all the stories and the people done for us by the researchers at Talkers Magazine. It's listed at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all the things that are important talk radio. There's a philosophical question that I would like you to address, Michael, as far as talk radio, news talk radio, in general, and we dance around this from time to time. Where is it going in terms of the political influence that it has? A lot of people now think, especially as we're so focused on the midterms, and Trump gives a lot of credit to his talk radio pals like Sean Hannity for getting elected. But where, does it continue to have the same political bent, or is there something after politics.
No, there's nothing after politics. Politics will always be the main topic of anything having to do with the news. And the news will always be an important subject in terms of media. It doesn't have to only be that way. The best news talk radio is news talk radio that views politics from a broad perspective as opposed to a wonky, narrow, partisan perspective, because so many things are political. Many social issues are political, whether it's the legalization of marijuana, the abortion issue, the battle of the genders, civil rights. It's not just, you know, budgets and economics and taxes. They have foreign affairs, the subject you talked about before, you know, our principles in the world with the Saudi case. So there will always be huge interest in politics, and there will always be news talk shows, forums, and discussion. The media changes, the technology changes, and the business models change, but the actual product will always exist as long as there are human beings. That's not to say that other forms of audio entertainment and information will not also thrive. It doesn't have to be one or the other. Look at all the channels we have. There's sports, there's music, there's pop culture. Celebrity gossip is a huge industry in the world. Celebrity gossip is an industry.
It is.
And, of course, there's things that blend it all together. So I think it's healthy. I think we're going through a struggle right now in terms of the business model. It's very hard to make money in media today. Because of we can't find the box office. We don't know where to put the box office. It's like a theater without a box office.
It's the number of people who are pulling themselves away from conventional television and just signing up. I was thinking about it the other day. I sort of casually signed up for Netflix and casually signed up for Amazon and CBS, the thing, because I want to watch The Good Fight.
So you're back to spending $300 a month for television.
Right. It goes back. What's the difference?
It's an a la carte menu.
Yeah.
These potatoes are $9? What are you kidding me?
Right. All right. Let's move into this fear of number one and number two. That sounds like the James Bond movie.
It sounds dirty.
The bad guys, number one and number two. Well, number one is Sean Hannity, according to the Talkers magazine list of the most influential talk radio personalities.
Oh, the Heavy 100, right.
On the Heavy 100, number two is Rush Limbaugh. They were together on Thursday night on Fox. Limbaugh was on for an hour talking about the same things he's been talking about for 30 years, the left-wing Democrats and the radicals, the radical left, and the GOP is going to hold on to the House and make some gains in the Senate. So I look at that and I think of our history here, the history of talkers, the history of my being on the radio doing this, which also, like Limbaugh, we've celebrated 30 years on the air with these programs this past few weeks and months. So how does it, in this circumstance, it's like what we've heard before, and yet Limbaugh keeps it fresh, Hannity keeps it fresh, but it really, there's nothing different that comes out of them in terms of how they look upon the issues. Is that...
Well, there are a lot of people out there that look at the issues that way.
Yeah,
there are people out there that look at the issues in a very black or white, very, very extreme perspective, and they satisfy that audience. Mm-hmm. And they do a very good job of it. Mm-hmm. Whether or not they reflect some type of greater reality. Now we're getting philosophical. You said it was philosophical, and that's not for me to say. My feeling is nothing reflects a greater reality. The greater reality is much larger than any of our little nitpicky arguments. That doesn't mean I don't think there's a value in it and that I don't respect it. I just don't do it. One of the reasons I'm able to do what I do is that I'm able to fly above the fray and give an objective overview of what it is. That's my job. You know, but I don't say that these people are wrong. But, there are people out there that see the Democrats as a leftist mob that's going to bring down the country. And there are people out there who see the conservatives and the Republicans as right-wing fascists. and both sides spew a ton of fear. And fear is the thing that generates hate. Hate comes from fear.
Yeah.
People don't spew hate, they spew fear. And fear, the byproduct of fear, is hate.
Fear is, it's anger, it's suffering. I once wrote this down, and I'm now remembering. Fear is false expectation appearing real. F-E-A-R. Remember what Yoda said about fear? I wish the Kara could find this, a piece of audio about fear from Yoda's perspective in one of the Star Wars movies. And I have always found that to be as close to reality as you can possibly. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. When you make a decision based on fear, it will be wrong. Wrong, wrong. Unless it's flight or, you know, somebody's chasing you down the road, or let's say a lion's chasing you through the desert in Africa and you're running away from it because you're afraid he's going to get you and eat you. Okay, that's sound basic thinking. But, other than that, most of the time, but it is what we trade on, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what motivates.
Yeah. And that's why I say the demonization of our political opponents is the worst thing in the world, because my opinion mm-hmm. is that the end of the world is not going to come regardless of how this election turns out.
No.
And yet if you read the election literature and you read the talking points and you get the emails from the fundraising committees and all that, one would think that this is a total battle. This is Armageddon between the forces of good and the forces of evil. It's angels and devils. And this is not true. It's not true.
It is an Armageddon. But Stephen Hawking's last book coming out this past week, and his family, apparently after he died, finished it for him.
Yeah.
Among the points in it, did you see the...
Stephen Hawking's and all these scientists who say there is no God...
Yeah.
Are full of it.
I don't buy that.
They're full of it.
Yeah.
Because their egos and their arrogance is off the charts, and you know I'm a fan of science.
I said that on the air and somebody really clobbered me. How dare you? What do you know? It was really
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare you? Are you as smart as he is? You're just jealous because you're a dummy.
No, they're not so smart. They're not so smart if they could say, there is no God, there is no higher intelligence, the universe just operates on itself, and it all started with a big bang, boom, that came out of nothing. So throw out the Bible. What did the Bible say? The Bible said, God said, let there be light.
Yeah.
So give us one miracle, and then we'll explain everything else, and we'll put down miracles. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Right.
They don't have any answers other than how it works. They don't have a clue as to the answer why.
Did you see Jeff Bezos making a statement about what's going to happen with interstellar travel in the next 300 years?
Yeah, he says trillions of people will be all across the solar system.
Yeah.
And that is something that is very possible.
Yeah. Well,
it's also,
you get life on these planets. I've long maintained that we didn't come out of a swamp or some cellular molecular structure. We came from other planets.
But we might have.
I've always said that.
We might have, because we're in a place called the universe. We're so provincial in terms of our development as Homo sapiens with human brains that we actually think that this Earth is separate from the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't collectively realize that the Earth is a part of the universe, and the universe is a place in which we live. Therefore, why is it out of the realm of possibility that life on Earth began elsewhere? But sometimes sense doesn't make itself known.
Yeah, that's true.
To the primitive brain, and we all have, I'd like to think, primitive brains. I don't think we're the crown of creation. I think that we are.
Of course we aren't. We're not even close to being the crown of creation. Come on. All right, but I'll tell you, here's a way for you to live a happy, really celebrated life living well because you put good things into your body, the organic fruits and vegetables that are the important part of Texas Superfood Complete Organic, the organic diet, switch to organic foods and all of the things that are ancillary to that. Imagine we hear all this talk about organic meats and produce and it's organic bread and blah, blah. Well, Texas Superfood Complete Organic are 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of their perfection that have, because they're organic, no chemicals, no herbicides, no pesticides, no animal products, no dairy, no egg, no gluten, no soy. I could go on and on about what it doesn't have. What it does have is health written all over it. Enhance your immune system. Build it up. Make it strong. This is the time of year I don't want to get colds and flus as we change seasons. You want to stay healthy. You got to have a strong immune system. And Texas Superfood Complete Organic gets you there every day. Been around for 20 years. Help yourself by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order Texas Superfood Complete Organic on my say-so. Well, you'll try it. You'll like it. You'll say, wow, this really does make sense. Thank you, Doug, for sending me to TexasSuperfood.com. Lots of quality nutritional products at that site. But this is the place to start, the way to start. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug for Texas Superfood Complete Organic.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison. We're going to continue our focus with yet another one of these incidents that happens, the social side of not figuring out what life is really about in America. That may sound kind of convoluted, but I've got an example of that. Plus, Michael brings us up to date on what his latest conversation is at mhinterviews.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get back to the act here. The action and the act. It's Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen doing our weekly overview of the talk radio items. And then sometimes we branch out of the sphere of the 10 top stories, the 10 top people, to make a statement, I suppose, about something. In this case, Dunkin' Donuts apologizing this week to a college student after one of its employees up in Maine called the police because when this person stopped at a drive-thru with her family to order something from Dunkin' Donuts, she was not speaking English. And so she called the police to say these people in the car shouldn't be there because they were not speaking English. Hamda Ahmed tried placing a coffee order in the drive-thru in Portland at a Dunkin' Donuts. The employee became enraged over the loudspeaker and referred to her language and because she was listening to these people speak their native language in the car before they placed the order. And anyway, so...
Well, doesn't that go back to what I said before about fear breeds hate?
Yeah, right.
Hate is a form of insanity. Yeah. Look, calling the cops, I don't know what the story with Dunkin' Donuts is. Sometimes there's, with this story, sometimes there are other factors that don't make it to the news. But let's take it at face value, assuming that it's true, but not stating that we necessarily believe it's true. Isn't doing what she did a form of mental illness? You can't
take the woman behind at the Dunkin' Donuts?
They're not speaking English, I'm calling the cops? What, are you kidding me?
Here's another example. Here's a black youngster at a high school. The school suspended her and called the police because this girl got upset in a class when she was called the N-word. So she got up and got into it with somebody who used the N-word to refer to her, and the police go after her. We've got so much of that now. Is it the news media? Is it social media? Or are we really having more examples of this? Are we just are more aware of these things going on?
It's a little bit of both. There's more awareness, and there's a lot of crap going on. It's not good.
No, it is. It's not good. And so what's the root of it, and what fixes it?
The root of it is the negative feedback, the feedback loop between the media and the public.
Mm-hmm.
The media follows the public. The public follows the media. It goes around and around and around and around, and it gets increasingly hostile. And politicians feed into it because politicians find it's easier to get votes when you play to fear, and it's easier to get ratings when you play to anger. So that's the way it works.
All right, from now on, we're going to get angry here.
Yeah.
You stupid son of a gun.
Okay, I'm on the air in 5 minutes. I got to muster up my anger.
Yes. Okay, the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. You have found something. I know this lady quite well.
A lot of people
for
do.
A lot of different reasons. She's a very interesting character. She was a big-time shock jock. Her name is Carolyn Fox.
Right.
How did you find her, and what did you find out
about
her?
I've known her for years, and she's been a realtor making a lot of money selling apartments in Manhattan for the past 15-18 years. And she used to be a major radio star in New England.
Yeah.
And then, her career kind of sputtered. Her marriage fell apart. So she packed up and moved to New York, gave up radio, became a realtor. So we talk about her life. It's interesting.
Yeah. She's I kept up with her because she keeps sending me stuff. Don't you want to buy some real estate in New York? No, thank you. I don't want to buy anything.
Well, she played off of her background in radio to develop a little bit of a following. Now she's doing very well. She's a smart person.
Yeah, she's very smart. I knew her husband, and that's how I met her, because back in the 40 years ago, when I was in the transportation business, I owned a bus company, and he was a customer of mine. He had a travel agency, and I met her, and I didn't know who she was until she found out I was in radio, and she said, "Don't you know who I am?" And I thought to myself, "Yeah, that name, Carolyn Fox." So that's how we became.
So she was a shock jock.
www.mhinterview.com.
It's a really good human interest story, and it's very informative about real estate.
Yeah. Well, it's also a little treatise on radio. What happens when the moldy oldies fade away? Do they just go away, or do they do something else? And she did something else and has made a good career out of it. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.